Good morning, guys, and welcome to the Owen Francis podcast. The one of the things that I like about Durban is the sort of city where, regardless the type of weather, it's always beautiful. So today we've got a lovely overcast, scattered showers, and I'm not a weather man, but I can tell you that, wow, it's amazing. I'm meeting with a good business partner of mine. His name is Mr. Arthur Charles. You've got the courtesy of the soundtrack from Starbucks on Florida Road. And there is four young ladies on our right hand side enjoying a lovely conversation. So you'll benefit from that as well. The reason we're making this podcast today is to discuss a post that Mr. Arthur Charles posted on Facebook recently. And he's going to talk a little bit about it. And he's going to give you some details to why he feels like it's a valuable comment or perspective to share. The next voice you're going to hear is that of Mr. Arthur Charles.
Good morning, listeners to the Owen Francis podcast. This is Arthur Charles here. I put a post on Facebook the other day, man, and what I was talking about is people that from my old township where I'm from. Now, I don't really go there. It's on the Cape Flats, a place called Manenberg. I don't really go there, but a lot of people that I knew back in the day from Manenberg, they befriend me on Facebook. And then while we are friends, I always put up posts of myself in, you know, like really, really lush surrounds, dressed up really, really well. And, you know, I like to do the whole selfie thing and that. And then I would get like snide comments from these people, you know, stuff that like, you know, look at him trying to be all that, etc. And yeah, and then next thing, after I do this a couple of times, and then these people would unfriend me, you know, and then 2-3 years later, they would befriend me again on Facebook. And I was wondering why this is happening. And then I watched a documentary on Richard Pryor the other night, and it dawned on me when I heard in the documentary that Richard Pryor used to go back to his old town of Peoria. And people used to tell him, yeah, you think you're better than us now because you're rich and you got money and you're on TV, etc. And Richard Pryor used to beat himself up really bad about that. He would load himself with guilt, and that's part of the reason why Richard Pryor was a lifelong drug addict. And he eventually died of depression as a result of his decades and decades of drug abuse. So I've refused to load myself with guilt, but this kind of revealed to me what's really happening when these people come and put these snide comments. And I said on the post on Facebook, I said, you know, why can't we as people of color from the township and from poverty celebrate each other when somebody has made it out, when somebody has actually elevated himself up the economic ladder. You know, they earn well now, and they dress well now, and you know, they eat well now, and they live in a better neighborhood. And I said too that, you know, some of us, when we go live in us people of color, when we go live in white neighborhoods, we act a fool. You know, we really think that, you know, we all that now. And I said, forgive those people, those people, but celebrate them. Celebrate the fact that they've made it out of poverty. Celebrate the fact that they've made it out of the towns, that they were able to transcend it economically. You know, and in celebrating others, you set yourself up to be celebrated as well. One of the things that I've always said, and this is a theory, is that I think that if people like myself that have actually left a township, if all of us that have attained the level of success actually never left, I think townships would be a much, much different place today. Because youngsters would see that, you know, the way to affluence, the way to abundance, the way to prosperity is not just through drugs and alcohol. You know, you don't have to own a Sabine. You don't have to be a drug dealer to be successful. Somebody's made it in music. Somebody's made it in medicine. Somebody's made it in marketing. Somebody's made it in technology. And these people are from right here where I am. That means I can also make it. You know, and unfortunately, young people don't have that today, which is why they resort to these things. They see drug dealers wearing expensive clothing, driving German cars, and they think that, okay, this is the way to go. And I think for a moment there, I kind of lost sight of the fact that this is how poor people see it. And I said to somebody, commented to Roy Blumenthal, a good friend of mine, and he gave some perspective. Please, if you can, go look at that post on Facebook, Arthur Charles, Charles with a Z, or just follow Owen Francis's friends on Facebook, and you'll find me. And this guy, Roy Blumenthal, offered some perspective on the way poor people see it. Poor people see it as, you've left us, you are up there now, and you have forgotten about us. And I think that and I'm guilty of this, that when you remove yourself from townships, when you remove yourself from poverty, I think you become blind to the plight of poor people. You become blind to the plight of people in poverty, and you stop seeing things the way they see it. And I think that's kind of what I've been guilty of. And I haven't really seen it from the other person's perspective, but I maintain that we should celebrate each other. We need to celebrate each other. Because if you celebrate me tomorrow, I maybe see a gap in terms of where your strength is. So instead of you just where you criticize me today, if you and I got to know each other better, I would know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. And if there's an opportunity tomorrow where I can bring you up the ladder as well, I would gladly do that, because you know what, I know what I'm getting. You know, I know this is something you're passionate about. This is one of your strengths. So I wouldn't be bringing you up just for the sake of bringing you up. And we've done this before too. We've given jobs to people from our old townships, and then they messed up. They mess up the jobs completely. Owen is helping the four ladies on my left.
They are beautiful ladies.
Okay, the four beautiful ladies. Owen is taking a picture of them now. He's offered to be their photographer. I'm talking to you. So let's celebrate each other as brothers, as sisters. If you don't know, if you grew up in a township and you no longer live there, try and see things from the perspective of the person that's still there. And if you live in a township and somebody you know has made it out, try and celebrate that person. Try and actually get to know them. Try and get to know what they're about. Try to know what drives them. And that might be an inspiration for you as well. Thank you so much, Owen, for the opportunity to just to be on this podcast with you. This is an actual privilege. My first time podcasting. Wow. I can't believe it. Thanks so much, Owen. I'm normally a video guy. I like to look into the camera. I'm a little bit vain like that. I want to see myself in the camera. So, but thanks so much, Owen, for the opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks, boss.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chance. It's such a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Something that I'm also very passionate about as well is in having an influence to people who are still living in the surroundings that I grew up in. And like I shared so freely on the post, making mention to the fact that yes, poverty is directly linked to the system that the world has set up, because it takes control of your mind. And if you look at one of the other stuff that I shared on the podcast, you'll see what I speak about regarding competition and how detrimental it is, how dangerous it is, damaging it is for kids and for people. But one thing I maintain, and this has come from the oldest piece of literature that exists in the world, it says that without vision, the people perish. So regardless of the chemical contributions that apartheid or poverty has to our mentality, at some point in our lives, we have a choice. Like every single day you wake up, you can either stay in bed or you can get out of bed. It's really that simple. Pursuing a life of comfort is really making a choice to live in one. It's really that simple, regardless of your surroundings. So if somebody is listening to this right now and maybe you find yourself in a place where you think that, hey, look, I have to get up and go to work every day because I need to buy food or bread or milk. I have to work for somebody. That's fine. And my brother or sister, you go on and you do it. But if you get to a place where you feel like you have the ability to generate an income, or you can envision, you dream about living a certain lifestyle, I'm going to tell you that, look, it's possible. It's not going to be easy, but it's simple. And you can achieve it the same way. Artists from Manningburg, I'm from the Ridge. I'm from Marin Ridge. Marin Ridge is one of the most notorious people. All the dangerous people from Wentworth were kicked out to Marin Ridge. So you know exactly how dangerous Marin Ridge was. If you think Wentworth is dangerous, people were kicked out and sent to Marin Ridge. And that's the environment I grew up in. So I identify with the struggles of poverty. But one thing that I've embraced is that people have the ability to create the sort of life that they'd like to live. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's been amazing. It's always amazing. And feel free to come in and visit Arthur Charles. He's based at the Starbucks on Florida Road. Arthur, just tell us a little bit about your business and how you can assist any business who's listening. And I've got listeners from Germany as well, eh? This guy's from Germany listening on this podcast. There's people from Saudi, there's Australia, New Zealand, and obviously our locals as well. But Arthur is the founder, owner of Fluence Digital Marketing, and he is one of the oldest guys in the game. And to prove this, you can go to his Facebook page and you see Arthur sitting back in the 90s. on a laptop, busy with digital marketing. So he can really be a valuable asset to any business. Just tell us a little bit about your business, Arthur, before we close this podcast.
Okay, the business is called Fluence Digital Marketing. What we basically do right now is we grow. There's a number of things we do, but our objective is to grow. We found that the world is going digital. Business is going digital. Everything's going digital. So what you need, first of all, is you need web traffic. Then when you need web traffic, you need to take that web traffic and turn it into sales leads. And what you need to do with those leads is you need to turn them into customers. So what we basically have is we've got a TLC approach. We call it traffic, leads, and customers. So everything that the agency does is to grow your business in the amount of traffic it gets, the amount of leads it gets, and the amount of customers it gets. And we use digital marketing to achieve that. And that, in a nutshell, is Fluence Digital Marketing. We've been doing this for many, many, many years. Some people get skirk when I tell them I started in digital marketing in 1998, which means I'm 21 years in the game. I don't look like I'm 21 years in the game. I still look like I'm 24 years old. But yeah, that's really where it's at. So thank you, Owen, for allowing me to promote my business a little bit. Digital marketing, Facebook, websites, mobile marketing, SMS marketing. If it has to do with technology and you want to grow a brand, I'm the guy to talk to.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charles. And you can find Mr. Charles on Facebook as Arthur Charles with a Z. Your Instagram handle?
Arthur Charles.
Arthur Charles is his Instagram as well. And you can search Fluence Digital and find out a little bit more about the business. Thank you so much, guys, for spending your thoughts and listening to this podcast. And I hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are.